This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, the good, the bad, and the ugly. All of the conversation, because some of the stuff is really good, some of it's really bad, and some of it is really ugly. And I think you'd like to know we get a little of that, all of those things in this half hour of our Good Day program. Let's start with something good. And it's not good that 47 California deputies failed psychological tests. It is good that somebody in the Alameda County Sheriff's Office was smart enough to strip all those deputies of their guns.
Yeah, that they were noticing this.
Yeah. So 10% of the deputies have some kind of psychological problem. And they took these psychological exams. Now, I can hear police officers saying, those things, they're all prejudiced against us. No, that's not a very intelligent way of looking at them anyway. The psychological exams, there are different. There are good ones and there are bad ones. We need to know, we the public, need to know that we're safe. And if the psychological test reveals that you are in some way, shape, or form a little out of sorts, then you ought not to have a gun.
Absolutely.
So this came in the wake of a double fatal shooting committed by a former deputy. And so with this, the sheriff's department said, okay, we better check everybody out. And they all got checked out. And the ones who were told that they didn't, what are they going to do then? What kind of service can they do? Or do they get fired? They wouldn't fire.
No, they're not immediately fired. They're on paid leave, and they do
not
have
suited
to go
for service.
At the time, yes, and they do have to go through speaking with counselors, and there will be another evaluation. And the second evaluation, I believe, will come in a couple months, and it will be a completely different organization that's not even tied to the county sheriff's office where they are. So it will be completely third party. And if any of them are able to heal up from what they've been dealing with and come back, then that's great. And if not, then it hasn't really been released what the next steps would be or how long they would be able to be unpaid.
Isn't this important? Well, I guess there are two things here, Jay. One of them is something that I have long maintained. I don't know why this isn't done. Every police officer, I think some, in fairness, some service, whether it's state or regional, county, whatever, they have psych tests, and they won't give you a job if you fail to pass the psych test, psych evaluation, I think is probably better. And then,
when you're being hired on, there shouldn't really be necessarily a second chance. But when you are on the job and something happens and that's the cause, that trauma, then I would think that they would want to do everything in their power to help this person heal. And if they are well enough to come back, then awesome. But also the deputy that the shooting was a lover's quarrel. He was 24 years old, and it was a woman and his wife who he was seeing. The woman, apparently, according to his mother, he didn't know she was married. And he ended up turning himself in. But again, these are deputies. These are typically, not that a deputy is necessarily young 20s, but most times they are. And your brain is not fully formed,
22,
fully developed until the age
of
25.
Too young to be a responsible police officer.
But here's the thing. You're not old enough to legally rent a car until you are the age 25. Yet you are allowed to become a deputy and carry a weapon and do all of that stuff. So they should absolutely 100% do all of these psych evals. And yes, at the beginning, but then also continue
There's a lot of stuff that needs to be righted, and that's one of them. Now, I'm trying to figure out with this Texas girl who shot herself and her father, is she 12 or is she 15? I've seen two different renditions of the story.
There were two girls.
Oh,
Yeah, there were two girls.
Well, I guess that's why there's two different stories, two different ages here.
Yeah. The two girls made this pact that they were going to kill their families, including the family pets, and run off together. And the one did shoot her father and then ran out into a street and shot herself. And I don't believe
so the 15-year-old shot the father. The 12-year-old was the one who shot herself. Is that right?
No. The one who shot the father was the same one that shot herself. But then the other one is being taken in for kind of like a collusion of this, a conspiracy to commit these crimes because she backed out, but she was part of the pact.
Wow. What kind of crazy are you growing up around that this is what's on your mind? And this is all kind of stuff. Looks like there's a lot of social media involved in this stuff. This is Weatherford, Texas, which is 235 miles, south, I guess, of Dallas. I don't know where it is. Somewhere. Maybe we text a big state. We have five or six stations in Texas. If somebody's got, can quickly, or do we look it up to see where this is? Not that it really makes a difference to the story. It's Parker County. So they planned, the girls apparently planned to murder the father, and then one of them didn't want to go through with it. But the other one did, and that's why he's dead.
Yeah, the pact was to kill their families separately. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They weren't in the same location. Kill their families separately, including the family pets, meet up and run off together. One started to go through with it, and then the other one didn't.
Okay, here's get some more... children in the news. Here, this is a story from Syracuse, New York, where police have arrested one of three young people they suspected was involved in a double homicide, left a small child scarred for life. Investigators say Alexis Sellin and Jamie Crawford shot multiple times in their apartment. Their remains were not found right away. Also in their apartment was their 5-year-old child. Ay.
Left in there for days.
What in the name of God? What? How are you so screwed up that you kill each other and you don't think about the child you brought into the world? And there are all kinds of.
This was a murder. They're looking for suspects.
For the two parents?
It
looked like it was a...
A murder-suicide?
Murder-suicide. Yeah, another one of those, but no. I guess it isn't. Okay, so they found...
Yeah, they've already arrested one of
this guy, Jamel Weston. Yeah. He was arrested by Syracuse police. He was being held on narcotics charges, and somehow or other he drifted into being a suspect for this.
Mm-hmm.
Charged with first-degree murder now. Second-degree criminal possession of a weapon. So this guy's in jail, no bond. What was he in jail before? Is that why? What was the motive? It's not clear here what the whole, all the pieces of this, but
yeah,
looks like maybe robbery or something, robbery, homicide.
Yeah, just this brutal double homicide. He wasn't already in jail. They were able to find him and arrest him, and there's still two suspects that they have not been able to locate.
Yeah. All right, here's a story for all of us to think about, those of us who are around young children. This is a warning from the government. Your children are being targeted with brightly colored, rainbow-colored fentanyl. Why is this stuff even allowed to be produced? Is this black market? Drug companies are still making this stuff, right?
This is not being produced legally.
Middle schoolers, these people, what kind of a sick...
Yeah. These drug lords, because they normally just look like little white pills,
candy.
And they can hide along with other medications, and now these drug lords are having them manufactured with these bright colors to garner a new customer base in younger kids. That's just so awful.
These are the people that should be on death row. These are the people that have, you put them in jail, you throw away the key. I've always maintained anybody who's a drug dealer, of all of the various categories of people who belong in jail and never should get out, this should be number one on the list. Anybody that sells drugs, especially to youngsters. In jail, never get out, end of story. That's it. You have ruined, you've made a choice. You've not only ruined your life, more importantly, you've ruined other lives. You deserve no consideration. You deserve to be in jail, and that's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Done. Let's see, here's a young woman. This is, I like this, all-female flight. Young women are being introduced to STEM careers. 6% of commercial pilots are women. You know that?
Yeah, that's so, so low. For every 100 pilots, only six are female.
Okay. Delta's trying to do something about that with their Women Inspiring the Next Generation program. Interestingly, if you look at the first letters, spells out WING. Their WING program. This is something they've been doing for about 7 years, putting girls on flights manned exclusively by women. So they have an historic flight to talk about this week, potentially lead more than 100 passengers into becoming the next women pilots.
Mm-hmm.
Also, but the STEM stuff is for, what, science? What's technology?
That's the engineering and mathematics.
Mathematics, yeah.
Yeah,
but
and
they
it's
have
cool
the arts, too. They put arts in there as well now, the STEAM thing.
Yeah, that's great. And it's cool because it's like this is another, we were talking about one flight going to Hawaii where it's a lengthy flight and the passengers were taught to play the ukulele. And so in this, they're being taught STEM during their flight, but then also the flight is to a STEM camp where they are going to learn more.
Kennedy Space Center.
Kennedy Space
this
Center,
week,
that's right.
But maybe next week you can go back there again. This week, a little thing called a hurricane blowing through there. But yeah, that's a great idea. They're doing this in the service as well. And I think I told you when I went to Baghdad, the women, there was the air transport that we got into Baghdad. It was five of the crew was all five people and they were all women. It was very cool. 18 Mass, this is Good Day.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
There's a study that came out this week about the lack of young farmers and how concerning it is for the agricultural industry. The business of farming in many of our Midwestern states contributes billions of dollars to the economy in states, whether it be big ag or local and regional food suppliers, the smaller, medium-sized farmers. The decline is dramatic.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 24 at the hour now here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to check in with social media trending items that are of value in the Doug's Dirt Department. The star, one of the stars of Captain America, Anthony Mackie, is spending his off time repairing roofs in New Orleans, giving back. He started, I guess he grew up there, didn't he, in New Orleans? So he's been back to New Orleans to help rebuild and repair roofs because of the weather, a lot of destructive weather there. He says seeing the community's response, seeing the people in the neighborhoods, mm-hmm. getting back to some sort of normalcy.
Well, and giving back to his hometown. Like,
yeah,
that's just
smart.
So awesome.
He was a roofer himself. His father was a roofer, and he grew up in the trade, so he knows what he's doing. I wonder if he's working with his dad on this stuff. Right?
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Well, and it's still so vulnerable, and there's so much destruction there from Ida and Katrina. And how
many? We want to live in the path of all those hurricanes, right? Think about it.
Yeah. Well, the Katrina one, the hurricane wasn't even that bad. It was the fact that the levee broke.
Yeah.
And all of that flooding and
the worst is that they rebuilt it to be the same as the one that didn't work.
That's
for the government. So anyway, good for him. Anthony Mackie, what role did he play in Captain America? Is he the black guy with the wings? He was the black guy with the ring, right? And I'm not talking about the other, better known actor.
Don Cheadle's War Eagle.
Cheadle, yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah, he's the Falcon.
Yep. All right, Scarlett Johansson, speaking of superheroes, etc., has revealed how she and her husband came up with their son's name. Cool name. Kind of reminds me of Jasper, my grandson's name. This kid's name is Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmo. There you go. Cosmo.
Yeah.
Are they an unlikely couple?
He's on SNL, and she's a big
star. He's one of the writers, and I don't know, they're both good-looking. They both seem like they have great senses of humor.
They do.
They are absolutely
they seem adorable together. Yeah, they really are.
With their baby's name Cosmo, she said basically that they just threw a bunch of names in a hat and started drawing things out, and that's how Cosmo came to be. And they were like, okay, yeah, it's cool, let's go with it. But Colin Jost's mom was apparently like, are we set on this? Are we sure about this? And they're like, okay, the baby's here. His name's Cosmo. We've already sent him for the birth certificate. Like, it's done. And then
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, and apparently there's a strong Italian presence in their family. And so she started talking to others.
And what, are we talking about Colin Jost's family? Or
yeah, Colin Jost. And apparently she started talking to members of their community and with Italian roots. And they were like, yeah, we Cosimo is an Italian name. Cosimo with an I in there.
Yeah.
And it's to, the nickname is Cosmo. They're like, yeah, no, we have an Uncle Cosmo. She's like, apparently Cosmo's not that it's a pretty normal in the Italian community, so I'm okay with it now. And they gave her blessing, and they're kind of like, we don't need your blessing. Our kid's name is Cosmo.
Yeah, that's cool. Is she pregnant again? Did I see that somewhere?
Blake Lively is pregnant again. I haven't seen anything one way or the other about Scarlett Johansson.
All right. To be determined, if you will, 28 after the hour here on Good Day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you're...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's student debt forgiveness is being challenged in court as unconstitutional. Brian Brenberg on Fox News is a professor at King's College.
I don't know how this is constitutional. I mean, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but there's no way that the president of the United States can make a $500 billion decision about somebody else's debt. It's ridiculous.
As advertised, Hurricane Ian has become a major Category 4 storm ahead of its expected landfall along Florida's west coast, with catastrophic winds and life-threatening storm surge happening later Wednesday. At 5 a.m. Eastern, Ian is roughly 75 miles southwest of Naples, Florida, packing maximum sustained winds of 140 miles an hour. Governor Ron DeSantis.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding. So this is not just going to be limited to wherever the storm makes landfall.
USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a fellow who donated a fossil that he found. He was hiking. This fossil apparently is like 50,000 years old. Bada boom, older than me. He says, money isn't everything. Good for you, sir.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All the good stuff is here, 34 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What you need to know today, the facts about important stories, people, events, and then what perhaps you need to think about those things. I've been reviewing what's going on with the army over in Ukraine. The Ukrainians seem to have professional soldiers these days, and the new army from Russia has people that hold guns. They don't have any ammo, so you got a gun, they don't have any ammo. You're getting shot at, then what happens? There's just a lot of bodies piling over there on the battlefields. It's just craziness.
It's awful.
And the Russians have to be coming to their senses about this. You know, it's craziness. So hopefully the Russians en masse will see the light soon and fix their problem by getting rid of Putin. There was a picture I saw of a Russian reservist leaving behind his wife. He just got married, and all of his relatives are crying. It doesn't make a difference what country you're in. You can see this, you know, any time there's a war going on and and people are not supporting it, so they conscript soldiers, bring them in, and they become cannon fire. The old Soviet war songs that you can, there's a, there are three or four really good Soviet war songs that are in The Hunt for Red October. You know that movie about the big submarine, Sean Connery?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I'm familiar with it. I've yet to see it.
It's a great movie. Great movie. There's some really, Scott Glenn, it plays very, very good in it. And there's, well, the fact, it was really the first big role for Alec Baldwin, and he did it very well. He's changed his, he looks so different now. That movie was shot in 1988. And he talked about working with Sean Connery and what that was like in his career. Imagine you're a young kid and you have a big role in a movie with a guy like
so iconic.
Like Sean Connery. Right. By the way, there is a rumor floating around, maybe you can check it out, that that Alec Baldwin, Sean Connery's not going to be charged with anything because he's quite dead. The Alec Baldwin rust caper, there are some who are saying, and maybe this is just social media BS, that he's going to be charged in the murder of the
could
woman
be.
Whose name...
Yeah, no, this comes from the Santa Fe DA's office. They're saying that up to four people, including Alec Baldwin, might end up facing charges in the rust shooting. They're still investigating.
Yeah, but what on what basis, I guess, would be... The question, Think about it. What do we know
liable,
now?
Even though, regardless of the fact that he pulled the trigger, and even if that was an accident, he was one of the producers and one of the people in charge on the film, and I think that they are looking at the people who are in charge, who were supposed to be keeping things safe, and the kind of producer he was more of like... I think just helping to bring in money, but that still goes to show that if you're involved in something and you are one of the bosses, technically, you should know what everything is, what's going on with everything.
Well, the buck stops here is the old sign that was on Harry Truman's desk. I guess that with me, like here in this program with me, the buck stops with me. If it doesn't work, if there's a problem, people don't call James, even though it's probably his fault. They call me, right? And I have to fix it. They'll call you. They call me. And that's the way, I guess, if you're in charge and you expect to reap the benefits of being the big boss, you're right, then that's what happens.
Yeah, and let's be honest, it's not murder. It was not murder. There was not. There were no ill intentions, but that doesn't mean it wasn't manslaughter.
Yep. Well, it's something to talk about other than the political climate that we're in. I was just looking at a review of how contentious and volatile things are and how extreme. The candidates for both major parties and major elected offices have committed to spending $6.7 billion on radio and television between now, over the course of the election process from the beginning of the year until now. This is sick. $6.7 billion for the kind of discourse that you and I, the taxpayer, the voter, are burdened with? And what are you doing? Is it just because the education? See, I think there's a collusive sort of thing here. I get cynical and I start thinking about how bad our system is, the educational system, how much better it is than many other countries, but still it doesn't serve the needs of the people because we aren't really being taught what we need to know to be functioning as a participating member of society, right? There are people who disagree. Well, it's more important to have this, more important to have that. Nothing's more important. I couldn't disagree with you more. Nothing is more important than understanding how things work. And the government, if it doesn't work, nothing really works. And we can see every day in every way all around us. It doesn't take more than 7 or 8 minutes of quick study to see, even if you came from, you know, the planet Maroon, wherever you come from, you see the dysfunction here. And
and there's always so many, like, quote-unquote quick fixes, or they're putting a Band-Aid over things. There's no fixing the root of problems anymore.
Not without paying closer attention to it than you do. Okay, so let's see. Next week, the 1st of October, shall we wait till then to come up with Halloween costume ideas?
Ooh.
Or do,
do you
we
know
wait
what you
until?
Are going to be for Halloween?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going to be asleep for Halloween. I don't have... the door is closed and locked and the lights are off. I'm not going to contribute to the delinquency of a minor, the sweet, sugary things that they serve those youngsters. Those poor kids don't have a chance. Their teeth will all rot out of their head. I'll save the M&Ms for myself, thank you.
There you go, saving one child at a time.
That's right.
Eating that candy yourself.
That's right. I'm saving those kids from a fate worse than death.
You are a hero and a martyr, sir.
That is. That's it. I'm the good guy. Speaking of good guys, the mayor of Philadelphia, this is good news. I look at it as good news anyway, has issued a new ban on guns at most city-owned property. Parks, pools, recreation area, schools, no guns, no deadly weapons, indoor, outdoor recreation spaces, doesn't make any difference. Basketball courts, it's off limits because there have been 400 homicides in Philadelphia this year.
Wow.
Guess how many there have been in Chicago this year?
2,000. 12,000.
No, it's about, last time I looked, and it was a couple of weeks ago, it was 680-something.
Oh.
So every weekend, we can figure it out, how many weeks we have in the year so far. We're in week number 34,
I think. So Philadelphia is that close to Chicago in homicides?
Yeah,
I thought that
crazy.
Chicago was like...
way off the charts.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing. And then the feds will tell you, well, it's not as bad as it was last year, at least as far as total numbers are concerned. But I'd say 400 in the city or 600 or even have done many difference. One's too many. Right? Well, what's the, how do you tell somebody whose family member was murdered that a certain number of murders is okay?
Yeah.
Who thinks like that?
Not as bad as in it's still not good enough.
All right, here's a newly elected mayor. Situation unavoidable, apparently, in Georgia. Killed in a motocross accident.
Oh, yeah, this is sad.
Perry Bell, the mayor for the city of White, died while competing in an event at Lazy River Motocross near Dalton. 54 years old. Blunt force trauma. Crashed his bike. Was hit by another rider. Ooh.
Yeah, he was on a jump, and when he crashed, the rider that was right behind him, they couldn't see, and there was no opportunity to stop or divert, and they went right into him as well. And just, he's only 54 months into being the mayor, and this is right outside of Atlanta.
Oof. Well, that stuff's dangerous. The more I see people on motorcycles, because, you know, I drive a lot. I'm around here and there doing things on the farm, before the farm, and I travel from one end of the state to another. Last week I was in Connecticut and Rhode Island picking up stuff for the farm, and it was pouring rain. That's how I got a quick cold, because I sat in the truck for 4.5 hours just soaking wet. But I'm in this pouring rainstorm driving maybe 20, 25 miles an hour. You can't see anything in front of you. This idiot on a motorcycle goes by me like I'm standing still in the pouring rain. How often
nobody
do you
taught them about hydroplaning.
Well, yeah, there's that. But there's also the fact that these accidents are caused. There have been so many motorcycle accidents that have happened this year. And whether it's a motorcycle or whether it's a regular car or truck, whatever it is, if you're driving too fast and you cause an accident, you deserve to go to jail. Somebody's got to pay for your thoughtlessness, and it needs to be you. After all, think about it this way. If you're not hurt, good, that's fine. But if you destroy your car, somebody else's car, who knows how many? Some of these, we all see these on the highway, these chain reaction wrecks where a number of cars. So somebody, whoever starts it, and then after that, the traffic is held up for hours cars, trucks are running, wasting fuel. Your life is passing by you while you just sit there because some idiot was so GD selfish. He wanted to drive faster than anybody else. He wanted to be there first. Causes the accident. Not paying attention. Who knows? Maybe on their phone? It's outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Or just not paying attention because they are... I'm a big believer that every so many years we should have to go sit in even like a 1 or 2 hour driving course where you get the refresher of everything. Yeah. And then every so many years, but that's like a further period, you have to go take a test again. Whether it's a written test or and then another amount of years, you have to take the in-car driving test because sometimes people forget. I had a ticket and I went to court and because I didn't have I really didn't have anything on my record, I was told by the judge that if I went to this driving course, the ticket would be expunged and everything. I wouldn't have to pay a fee or a fine and I went. And there were things that I was never even taught and I was trained by a professional driving instructors, things that I totally forgot and it made me think like, well, how many other people have forgotten this stuff about not going too close to each other
use it
in the car?
It's like a muscle.
Yeah.
If you don't use the skill, it goes away.
It goes away. How to properly drive through a traffic circle. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, I remember the first time I drove around what they call a roundabout in England, I went the wrong way. And you know, you think about that. It's great training. I've never forgotten that experience, and I always think about it when I go into a roundabout. And more traffic circumstances these days have a roundabout built into them. That's a great idea, Jay. Thank you for bringing it up. 48 past the hour. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesdays bring us in person, live and lively, the wonderful Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show with lots of info about pets, little things to celebrate, like the fact that wolves were man's best friend before dogs were man's best friend. Do you know that, according to the scientists?
I did know that. Absolutely. Huh. Right. Some things I do know, not a lot, but things like that. If it doesn't walk upright, I know about it.
All right, so there, that's not news there. Here's the story of a police dog that saved 38 lives during his 8-year career, honored for bravery, and now he got the Thin Blue Paw Award at a big celebration last week, and now he gets to play on the beach. German Shepherd, isn't that what most of them are?
It's interesting. I was just talking yesterday to someone from the Department of Homeland Security, a canine officer, and I said, you know, when I was training, all we had were Rhodesian Shepherds is what we used, and I said, but now I'm seeing the Belgian Malinois as the common breed. So
what is it?
Actually, Belgian Malinois.
What the heck is
actually
that?
Much more common than German Shepherds among police departments, military.
What do they look like, Warren?
We were joking that they look like a yellow shepherd. They're kind of like, shepherd looking, but basically one color. Beautiful, beautiful. I'm surprised you don't know, but the Belgian Malinois is probably now the number one dog being trained for military, police department, security work. Yeah.
Huh. What was it you were telling me before you went on the air? There's a green dog. There's a new kind of a green dog. What are you talking about?
Every once in a while, something catches my eye. It says, a French bulldog owned by an Alabama dog owner recently gave birth to a green puppy. There were two puppies. One was green. But here's the bottom line. I didn't know this either. He thought the color was dirt. It would wash off, but it didn't wash off. Light-colored puppies can be colored green when they come into contact with something called Belverdin, a green pigment found in bile as it mixes with the amniotic fluid from the mother's dog's placenta. Listen to what I'm saying here. While it essentially dyes the animal's fur in the womb, it eventually will fade. So the dog is actually born green, but it will fade after a while. So a green dog, how about that?
Green dog.
Yeah.
Here's the story of a dog owner who was shocked to find out that her pet was the brother of one of the Queen's corgis. I thought they were all exclusively bred for the queen. You know, that's not the case.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are two types of corgis. The queen had the what's called the cardigan corgi, which has a tail. Then there's the Pembroke corgi, which you got to be careful kissing at night because it has a little stub. So if it's dark, you never know which end you're kissing. But the great breed of dog, by the way. Great breed of dog, by the way.
There's a visualization for you.
That's a problem
be
with dogs with short tails.
Be careful of the end of the dog you kiss in the middle of the night. There we go. That's a very good word.
I've been doing this for a while, then.
Yes, I know you had.
But no, a dog with a short tail, you don't know which end you kiss in the night. Come on, stop.
There you go. Stop sleeping with that dog. I actually have a dog with a short tail, and I know which end of her I'm kissing at night. I look for other things besides that what you're describing there. Here's the story of a 100-year-old woman who just adopted an 11-year-old dog. How about that? Senior match time. A 100-year-old California resident loved numerous pets over her years, but she and her husband had 8 Pekingese dogs. He died. She had 11. She just adopted 11-year-old Chihuahua named Gucci in Moss Beach. Where's Moss Beach? I don't know where that is.
I don't even know. I think, you know, it's so good for seniors to have pets, but again, you have to take into consideration that the senior is going to cross over in not too distant future. So what happens to the pet at that point? So as long as you have a living trust or specifically have someone, we'll talk about in the future, setting up a living trust, because that's critical to make sure that your dog or cat or whatever pet.
Why don't you talk about it now? We got time.
I have a living trust for my pets. In other words, if God forbid something would have happened to me and Denise, someone else would get my house and my dogs and the $5 I have in the bank. So the bottom...
that $5?
Yeah, you can have it. The bottom line is it's so critical because so many dogs... And what really gets to me, Doug, is when there's a family member that passes or crosses the bridge and the rest of the family takes their dog or their cat and brings it to a shelter. I've seen it so many times and it makes me crazy.
Right.
Don't they realize that the personality of that pet is part of the personality of the people that they just bury? How can you just...
I remember we talked here once about a fella dying and the family put his... be with him in the next world. So they buried him or cremated him together. I don't know how old the dog was.
I've heard that story before.
Remember that story?
Some people would say, rather than have my dog go to a shelter or whatever, I would rather have my dog euthanized when I die.
Yeah.
Make a living trust, but set it up legally. A living trust will make sure that the pet will go on without you.
Great sage advice from the sage on the pet show, Warren Eckstein, here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.